Good morning. Let us begin our service this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, O God, My Faithful God.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, November 12th, 2023 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Casey Jones. Our organist is Nancy Gunterman. The opening hymn is number 696, O God, My Faithful God, hymn number 696 in the Lutheran Service Book. Bill and Diane Breen are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for His many blessings.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt.
Let them turn back because of their shame who say, aha, aha.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. To God on high. be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son to lead home his bride, the church, that with all the company of the redeemed we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, from the book of the prophet Amos, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into a house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs, to the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the office of the keys, what is the office of the keys?
The office of the keys is that special authority which Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins of repentant sinners, but to withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant as long as they do not repent.
The epistle reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as those who do not have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom! Come out and meet him!' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him and to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the words of Christ, we confess our common Christian faith through the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. At this time, if there are any children who'd like to come forward for a children's message, they may do so at this time. Morning, everyone. Okay, at your age, what days do you look forward to? Let me think. How about your birthday? Your birthday, right? Colton, when's your birthday? It's coming up. Do you know what day it's on yet? No? Okay. When's your birthday? Already passed, huh? Everybody's got a birthday, and you wait, and oh my gosh, why do you wait so much for your birthday? What's so exciting about a birthday? Home? You get presents. How many of you have maybe birthday parties where family comes over to your house and you have cake and ice cream and ice cream. And you get presents and that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Now, we've got another holiday coming. As a matter of fact, we've got like two holidays coming up that people look forward to. What's the first one coming up?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. And Christmas. Right. So we get, how many people do you have at your house? Or do you, who gets to go to maybe grandma's house for Thanksgiving? Grandma and grandpa's house. Or you go somewhere and maybe some people come to your house. And what do we look forward to at Thanksgiving? Food, that's right, says the growing teenage boy. Yes, absolutely, food. That is absolutely what we look forward to. And spending time together with our families, that's also very nice. And maybe a football game or two, maybe on TV or maybe out in the yard with a Nerf ball or something like that. And Christmas. How are you getting ready for Christmas? You're not. I bet you are. I bet you started thinking about Christmas gifts. What would you like for Christmas? Okay, Roblox. A ball. A ball over here. Yeah.
And so we pretty soon will be getting maybe advertisements in the mail from toy stores. And they'll have things you'll look at and you'll see on TV people advertising things. You think, wow, I'm looking forward to that. And here at church, we've, I think, if I'm right, you've already started practicing for Christmas program just a little bit, getting ready for Christmas to come. Well, Jesus is talking to us today about waiting for something very special to happen, waiting for something very amazing to come our way. And what he is talking about is the day that he returns. He is going to come back. Now, the first time Jesus came, how did Jesus come the first time? How did he come?
As a baby.
He came as a baby. That's right. When he comes again, how do you think he's going to come? Do you think he's going to come as a baby? As a middle-aged man. Absolutely. And he will come. The Bible tells us he will come from the sky. Every eye will see. Every ear will hear him. Every tongue will confess. Everybody will bow before him. All of that will happen. We'll see Jesus come back. And the Bible tells us, with the shout of an archangel, with the trumpet blast of heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Those who've already gone, those who we've buried, they will rise up first. And their soul that is in heaven will be put back together with their body. And their body will be made perfect. And they'll meet Jesus in the air. And then we will be caught up with them in the air. And then we will meet Jesus. He won't come back quietly. He won't come back softly. He'll come back loudly and boldly. He'll come back wonderfully glorious. And that is the day that you and I look forward to. And we wait and we look. We rehearse his life every year through the church year. It comes around. We start with Advent and then Christmas, then Epiphany, then Lent, then Easter, then Pentecost, and then the Sundays after Pentecost, and then we start all over. And we wait, because it's going to be a very great and exciting day when Jesus comes back again. A day that you and I and all the folks here behind us are looking forward to. That great day of the Lord when he returns. And we will be happy to meet him. And as we wait, we come here and receive forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith, and the words that tell us, continue looking and waiting. Let's pray. Dear God, we pray that you would help us to always be looking and waiting for Jesus to come back. May we be ever watchful for his coming and ready for him when he appears. In that same Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming down. You may return to your families now. And we continue with the singing of the next hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 337, The Night Will Soon Be Ending. Hymn number 337 in the Lutheran Service Book.
the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet sound of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The fear of darkness. The fear of darkness is no stranger to all people. In the darkness you find monsters. All sorts and kinds of monsters. Remember when you were little, in the darkness, in the middle of the night, you had to get off your bed, worried and wondering what was actually under that bed, taking a jump from your bed to the floor, or making a running leap from your floor to the bed, just so you would not be within reach of that arm that might come out from underneath the bed and grab you. The fear of the darkness. The dark brought with it dreams. Dreams brought out the fears that fluttered in your subconscious. Fears of being alone or fears of being abandoned. I've probably mentioned this before, but I remember the dream from being a child that haunted me. It's one of those regular dreams that reoccurred over and over and over again. I grew up in a house that was, a bi-level. You go down the stairs, there's the foyer, and then down the stairs to the basement. And the dream started with me running down the stairs towards the foyer, looking over my shoulder with some thing chasing me. And I'd run down into the basement. As I got to the basement, I took a hard left into the family room, and I climbed under one of the chairs in the family room, only to see the feet of the creature that was chasing me go past me and into the laundry room. And then when it got into the laundry room, I crawl out from underneath the chair, and I remember running back up the stairs to the foyer, getting to the door. And just as I got to the door, I was there in time to see. And it was we had a blue Opel. I think it was a Dodge Opel. Chrysler. I can't remember who made Opels. It was a blue Opel backing out of the driveway. And my mom pulling out and leaving. And me yelling, "Don't leave." And as I cried out from the foyer, that thing was coming up the stairs after me. And that's when I woke up every single time. Fear. The fear of the darkness. The fear of the darkness is a stand-in. It is a metaphor for the fear of the judgment of the Lord. God's judgment is not to be trifled with, even to the point of where we are reminded by Jesus himself. "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell." And Amos's description in our Old Testament reading, his description of the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord's return, is pure, as we would say in our culture, nightmare fuel. It's like in the darkness, you're fleeing from a lion. Its claws swiping at you and its roaring, following hot on your heels. And as you run, you come face to face with a bear standing up, growling at you with paws as big as its head. And then you run some more and you get into your house. You slam the door behind you. You lock the door. The sweat is dripping down your back. Your hands are on the door. You're breathing heavily, but you've made it. You've escaped. You're out of the problem, only to look to your left to the coat rack just in time to see a fanged snake lunge at your face. Fear in the day of the Lord. This is the type of darkness that we're familiar with. Not a childish darkness, but an adult type darkness. It's not the darkness of being asleep. Rather, it's the darkness of trying to sleep. It is the darkness of the haunting of our sins. The ones that we have committed either recently or the old ones that we just can't shake, that never seem to go away. It's the ones that we are afraid of. We're afraid that people will find out and it could cost us. Not just cost us our reputations, but cost us our families and our jobs. Private sins that, if leaked out, would devastate everyone who is around us. It could be the fear that we are like the people the prophet Amos is speaking of. People who are very, very religious. And yet they are not faithful at all. They are motion doers. And yet nothing is striking them in the heart. They are filled with a Facebook faith, positive thinking, but left wondering. Wondering if we are truly repentant, or wondering if we are ones who just mouth the words of the confession and absolution, or we take them to heart and we believe the words of the confession and absolution. Perhaps we are those who lie in the darkness of our beds, wondering why we are such bad Christians. Or worse yet, maybe we're so full of ourselves that we don't even wonder that. We just reach around and pat ourselves on the back and say, "My, what a good boy am I." If that were the case, then yes. Yes, we would need to fear the day of the Lord. We would need to fear because we are looking inside. Sin would be prompting us to be curved inward on ourselves. But where are we to look to banish such fears of judgment, such fears of our own sinfulness, such fears of the judgment of God? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There is a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came as a witness to the light. The true light, which brings light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. The glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In the foreshadowing of the Advent season, we look to the bright morning star. All you who darkness frightens, all you who darkness frightens with guilt or grief or pain, God's radiant light now brightens upon us. Yes, nights in darkness still bring sadness. They rob our hearts of peace. And sin and everything that sin touches, destroys, increases around us. And it oppresses our lives. And yet we look outside. We look not to ourselves, but outside of ourselves, outward to the one whom angels attend. God comes forth into the darkness, into our darkness as a child. God comes to serve us, God the judge, the one who is rightly offended by humanity's defiance and obstinance, comes forth to serve us. And he arrives to bear in his flesh everything that our sins deserve. In the coming of the Christ is our salvation. in the Son of God come in the flesh, in Jesus Christ, the righteous one, we have the confidence of everlasting life. Can we save ourselves? No. If we were to try, the result would be nothing but fear and only fear. Instead, we look to the promised Messiah. Prompted then by the Spirit of God, we who look upon the cross in faith confess our sins. Confess them in the confidence and in the trust that the blood of Jesus covers all our sin. Through God-given faith, faith given to you in your baptism, you have the very forgiveness that frees you from sin's dominion and looses you from all of your fears. Free from fear, we can then truly long for the day of the Lord. For with the Lord is full redemption. And it hardly seems like it, but in the church year, we are getting ready to prepare for Christ's first advent, even while in our daily lives, we are preparing for the second advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And His advent the second time will not be like His advent the first time. The first time He appeared in weakness, hunted and hunted by Herod. His second advent will be in power and glory. The Lord Himself will descend from heaven with the cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are left, who are alive, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Let us then be ever watchful for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For He will come just as the flood came upon the earth. And when the judgment comes, there will be no second chances. It will then be too late. So let us always now confess our sins, now trust Christ's forgiveness, so that in all things and in all times, we are prepared to meet our Savior when He returns in all of His glory. As the hymn writer said, let me depart this life confiding in my Savior. By grace receive my soul that I may live forever. And let my body have a quiet resting place within a Christian grave, and let it sleep in peace. And on that final day when all the dead are waking, stretch out your mighty hand, my earthly slumber breaking. Then let me hear your voice, redeem this earthly frame, and bid me to rejoice with those who love your name. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of our offertory.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. We pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you are our help and our deliverer. We bring to you the prayers and the petitions of your people, that you may grant us all things needful and guard us against all things harmful. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Lord, preserve your people from believing that you are pleased with us because of our works or our ceremonies. Ensure that what we do in worship and in prayer may proclaim salvation in Christ Jesus alone. Grant also that in true humility we come to you in confession and in true faith we trust the absolution bestowed upon us for the sake of Jesus, so that we would long for your return without fear. With joy, may we be among those who are seeking a much-expected and glorious homecoming, that we would anticipate with joy the resurrection of the dead and an eternity in glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, show your mercy to those who cry aloud as they await your Son's coming in glory. Please hear Bev Noble's prayers for her husband Duke as he recuperates from surgery, seeking the strength to quickly return home. We echo Kelly Hazley's prayers as she asks you to strengthen and heal her brother-in-law Raymond as he continues to battle against the cancer in his body. Strengthen Linda Aper as her cancer treatments continue so that she would find health and well-being. We also pray for those who we name in our hearts who are battling cancer. And we implore you, Father, that those beginning new treatments would find strength and help for their mortal frames through your gift of medicine and support from your gift of family. Answer the cries of the sick with strength and healing, comfort and hope. Make them confident in Christ, who will raise his people on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, your Son will descend from heaven with a cry of command. Raise those who have fallen asleep and deliver us to your kingdom of glory. Until that day, strengthen us by your holy sacraments and your precious word, that we may be prepared to meet his coming in glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of our salvation, we know neither the day nor the hour of Christ's return, but we do know that he has died and has risen again to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Until that day, preserve us in faith and guard us from temptation. Do not let us be caught unprepared for his coming. Let us live our days in loving service and joyful expectation of the life of the world to come. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them. Read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 355. O Savior, rend the heavens wide. Hymn number 355 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
Please be seated. As far as our announcements goes this morning, please look at your bulletin. There's the announcements about the Veterans Luncheon this morning. Sometime this morning, there's a picture for veterans. I'm not sure exactly. Yes. Right after first service is the picture. So if you are a veteran of our armed services, please wait over here in the Walther Hall somewhere, and we'll get directions on that. Also, look at the back for school announcements. We just had Meet the Eagles and all kinds of things out there, chili cook-off this past Friday, and we've got more coming up here in the future. So please pay attention to that, and may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
we'll do.